definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. Get your thoughts, comments, questions, already weekend plans in to the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Our coach guy got...
He got the boot.
Did you watch it?
No. I have my own trash TV on Monday nights that I don't need to add the Bachelorette to it. I've said this before. I need to stop watching the show, but I can't turn it off. It's called Below Deck and all of its subsidiaries.
Oh, you watched that? Yeah, you've been watching that for years.
And I can't turn it off. I'm invested. I don't like any of the current cast, but here I am still watching it. I will say there's a lot of talent in this cast, which is probably why I'm still having it on in the background. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Chief Stew in Below Deck Med right now. Yeah, 3/4 on slot, left hander, 6'3", 100 mile an hour fastball type delivery. Yeah.
Okay.
But the cat. I mean, it's. Every now and then I'll catch like season one or season two reruns on that are before the new episodes pop. And I'm like, this was so much better because it was more about what their job was as opposed to what the current season is what their job is off of when they're working, what they're doing when they're not with guests. And that's not the part I enjoy. So I'm getting close to getting rid of it. I'm still watching.
Do you know that Linda Cohn's been at ESPN for 30 years?
Yeah.
And she signed another contract.
I mean, are you going to kick her off?
No.
No.
She's fantastic.
Exactly. And she's also not one of the...
I wouldn't have said 30 years. That's a long time.
She does an extremely good job at every aspect that they have asked her to do with SportsCenter and all the interviews that she does. And she's not one of the you need to pay me $10 million a year type people either. So, good worker, important worker, knows what she's doing, and not expensive. That's who ESPN loves to hire the most. So when you get expensive, that they kick you out the door.
Dave Campbell's football here online has ranked the Texas 12. When it comes to the front seven, all right, Jeff, where would you think they have the Red Raiders pegged in this order here? It will surprise you some of the schools that are way in front of Texas Tech.
I'm going to say Texas is in front. I'm going to say Baylor is in front.
Baylor's one. Texas is seven behind North Texas.
Okay. I wouldn't put North Texas ahead of Tech, but I'm guessing that they are if they're ahead of Texas. I would put, who am I missing? Really? Houston? Ahead
third.
Of Tech? Third? Okay. Let's see who else I'm thinking of.
There's one that's just, I mean, you want to talk about from left field.
SMU?
Well, there's two. That's actually
two.
From
found
left
one.
Field. You found the ponies. They're fourth. On this list.
Wouldn't be UTSA, would it? They wouldn't.
They're ahead of you at eight.
They're ahead of you at... They've got Tech. Is that the one that's you're pointing to?
Nope.
Rice?
Rice is behind you at 11.
Okay. Good. Let's see. Who else am I missing? I already said... Oh, UTSA.
You
thank you, Brent. No, UTSA.
You already said them.
I already said them?
Yeah.
I said UT. I don't remember saying UTSA.
UTEP?
Oh, UTEP.
UTEP is two on this list.
I don't know that
front
I'm
sevens.
Arguing with that, but that feels high. Where's Tech?
10.
Out of 12.
Baylor, UTEP, Houston, SMU, A&M, North Texas, Texas, UTSA, TCU, Tech, Rice, and Texas State.
I hate to break this to you. You haven't been good up front on either side of the ball for a while at Texas Tech. I say this with love and affection, that I have hope that they will get better and that we will attack the quarterback and protect the quarterback. But you have not been good in the trenches for a while. And that shows that right there.
Rice bad?
How many sacks you have last year?
Not many.
How many big sacks would end drives for you last year? I can think of three. And they didn't end the drive. They just put it to fourth down when they converted the fourth down. I'm not sure how many sacks you had last year, but it wasn't a lot. You'd figure I could remember them all for a few they were. There were games you got no pressure on the quarterback, rushing everybody. And then there was the Oklahoma State game a couple of years ago where you were rushing three and getting to the quarterback all day long. But those games are few and far between. Am I hopeful that Coach McGuire's staff can turn that around? And has he made that a point of emphasis for his team going forward? He has. He said so and said that they are going to be attacking the quarterback. And I am in, but I am also waiting for it to happen. I have the faith. I am waiting for the sign of the, you know, quarterback on his back with a defensive lineman standing up and walking away going, got him. I'm waiting for that.
Well, this list has caught already some of the Texas Tech defense's attention. So we'll see how they respond, see if they do have a decent defensive line. I know you're going to have a decent defensive player, Tyree Wilson.
Yes. But
how far do we go past that? I mean, I think it's hard for me to think this is a 10 in Texas line, although I know they list Tyree Wilson as an outside linebacker. But Hutchings and Bradford and these guys, they're good players, so we'll see.
But you've been good, you haven't been great. And those other teams have had some great defensive lines. And we've seen evidence of it here at Tech. What a good defensive line can do against you. It's not been pretty.
One missed sack led to a penalty, a loss, and the firing of Matt Wells.
Mm-hmm.
From the Yates Flooring Center chat line against K-State. Linda Cohn is a legend. She should be expensive.
I'm not saying she's not worth the money. But she's not like Stephen A. or Skip Bayless was or anybody else that has left ESPN in the last 10 years.
We have a Sikkim on the chat line.
That's Baylor
Eric. Keep that to yourself, Baylor Eric. El Guapo's in Tulsa topped off with a Hertz donut. Fine eating. Yeah.
I have to trust you on that one. The only eating I've ever done in Tulsa was at my dad's house when he lived outside of Tulsa.
Where do you live?
Claremore.
Claremore zebras.
And it was usually steak.
Oh.
Because, you know, my dad was making steak, so we did steaks.
Hot take, Tyree Wilson ends up with double-digit sacks. That's from Red Raider 806.
I'm in. Sign me up.
If that's the case,
I'll take that all the way to the bank. And I think so would the Texas Tech defense. I'm also not going to say that's not going to happen. Because I think you're going to have a much more aggressive style of defense, especially on that front line. And you've got the defensive backs to help give those defensive linemen some extra time. I am more excited about that aspect of this team than I maybe have been since 2009 with regards to your defensive backs that will be able to frustrate receivers enough to give your defensive line time to get past the offensive line.
Are y'all sure that person that said Sikkim wasn't Waco Woodman?
Yeah, because he would actually just put that under his own name. He wouldn't be under an assumed name. He's proud of his Sikkim.
Close to having West Virginia Woodman one time.
Yeah, but he knows where his bread's buttered.
Yeah.
It's in Waco.
West Virginia Woodman, Waco Woodman, Woodman Reserve. He's got a lot of irons in the fire out there, but you can always get in the Lazy River. And all the problems just go away.
Man.
Our number one has gone away, and we'll come back with our number two. We'll have highs and lows, burning questions, your thoughts, comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, all in this Tuesday edition of The End of the Bench.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to hit a list. Since Choice is not here, got to hit a list. Is this usually where the dad joke is?
Yes.
Oh, dang it.
Do we need a dad joke quickly?
Yeah, here. I mean, you have the ability to stir it up.
Uh-oh.
What are your no-one-agrees-with-you takes? Can you remember?
There are too many. I don't mean to say this as, like, I just don't have one. I've got, like, 50. I don't know which one you guys think is the best. That's the problem.
Chuck would be flat bases, right?
Oh, absolutely flat bases. But I disagree with him on that, so I can't be always wrong. But almost every opinion I think I've ever given on the radio that isn't remotely in the mainstream. Like tech basketball every year, I wait until conference play starts before I start trying to figure out what this basketball team is.
Okay.
And that's not a knock on them. It's just I need to see what they're going to do in conference play. Beating up on the nobodies and the nosits and the they once had a basketball team and now they've got five guys that are pretending to be a basketball team teams. That you've played in your non-conference at home recently doesn't impress me much. I don't take anything out of those. You get the win. Hey, congratulations. Good. Let's move on to the next game. You did what you're supposed to do. I'm not banging on them for those performances either, but it's very much the, let's see what they look like against actual competition before we get excited.
Okay.
That's been an unpopular opinion in the last few years when you started the season 7-8-0 or whatever it is at that point. Oh, the player stories. Yeah. NCAA tournament. That's probably my worst take for in the audience. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah. We got in a tangle that day. I was on the road somewhere. We got in a tangle that day over that one. Big time.
Yeah, that's probably the worst one. But I also said that this was a terrible take going into it, but it is in fact my take.
All right. Bullfighters got me as John Wayne now. It's 12 seconds long.
Nice.
Choice says, this one should have been me. I'm upset, Bullfighter.
See, that's...
Take that, Waco!
Thing. You have to appreciate the artist putting the art together. And if you truly wanted to be a part of it, you need to do the art. Before you can complain about not being represented in the way you would like to be represented,
let's have to suggest some things. We got to get him gone. And every time he gets fired, he comes back with more money. I don't understand this. It's a lot of money. Trump hosting live events, and I don't know how Woodman didn't get to tee off with Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, he would have loved that.
Could have been fun.
All right, let's hit a dad joke there, Beeps. All right, is this pool safe for diving, Jeff?
Is this pool safe for diving? Yes.
It deepens.
That's solid.
I know you're a swimmer.
I am. That's solid. That's a solid one.
Which state has the most streets?
Which state has the most streets? The in-state? The in-state.
In-state.
I'm thinking like in terms of, you know, the parallel of state.
I think
instead
you're thinking
of like,
too much into it.
I probably am.
Do you know what Beeps?
No.
Rhode Island.
Has the most streets?
Rhode Island.
Yeah, R-O-D. I got it. Yes. Took me a second. I apologize. Wait for the cough. There we go.
What's an astronaut's favorite part of a computer?
An astronaut's favorite part of the computer. The hard drive?
The space bar.
The
space bar. I was going to say the launch pad, but that's lunch meat. That's another joke.
Yeah.
Lunch meat.
So what's an astronaut's favorite meal?
The lunch pad.
Or, no. I screwed it up. I sound stupid. Never mind.
Give yourself a low. Oh, that's a new one. That's Lee Corso talking to a little kid.
Yeah, they're on game day, and he makes a pick, and he's like, not so fast, midget.
He looked like he was 6 years old, maybe less. All right, you got any?
You want to hear a joke about paper?
Yeah, I love paper.
Never mind. It's terrible.
Mm. Yeah, it's terrible. BP, you got anything?
I had one.
And then you derailed.
Yeah, well, I had one set up for our chili dog song, but someone removed the chili dog stinger.
I didn't. That wasn't me.
You have to find that. That's going to be a big part of the show. I can't believe someone would do that. It's like gone?
Well, I mean, it's not gone. It's just not right here. I can hear. Watch this.
Yeah. We will let you do that. How does cereal pay its bills? Checks.
I kind of like that. Checks. Always thought Dire Straits was money for nothing. Get your checks for free.
And who doesn't like free checks mix? You know, I applied for a job at a diner the other day. I told them I really bring a lot to the table.
All right, you found Chili Dog yet? Come on. Hold on, Jeff. Look how hard he's working.
He is. I'm trying to
look
cover
how hard
him.
He's working. You gotta give me some information,
you know,
Beats.
In 2017.
We're working on it. We're on our way.
I'm gonna cover for you. Don't worry about hitting a button on this. In 2017, I didn't do a marathon. I didn't do one in 2018, 2019, or 2020 either. This is a running joke.
Beeps is breaking.
My landlord told me we need to talk about the heating bill. Sure, I said. My door is always open.
All right, that's enough. Let's get to top 50 stadium entrances in college football. You said who is
number
two?
We know who number one is. Just need to know who number two is.
Who's number one?
Texas Tech.
Virginia Tech.
You said that wrong.
In
try it again.
Sandman.
I agree with that.
Easy.
Say that again.
Easy.
Say that again.
I think Enter Sandman at Virginia Tech is the best college football entrance.
You're saying the horse running out of the tunnel isn't the greatest entrance of all time.
I love the horse running out of the tunnel.
What you saying?
It's not as good
as
Enter Sandman at Virginia Tech.
I'm going to break this helmet off in your neck. Say it again.
Stand your ground, Beeps.
So it looks like I do have something that...
I will take that microphone away from
that
you.
That everyone disagrees with me on.
No. No, you stand your ground.
Am I saying Virginia Tech's not good? That's not what I'm saying. But number two.
How about this has Texas Tech ninth?
Why are we reading this list then? They just proved their list is invalid.
To get that kind of rise out of you.
They just proved the list is invalid. Like, if they wanted to go the Buffalo for Colorado as number one... I'm not listening. I understand.
They're two. Ralphie's two.
Because it is kind of cool. The Buffalo running. If they want to do the Air Force Eagle, I don't know that I have a whole lot of complaints about that.
Yeah. Not seeing that one. Oh, 36th.
30s. Wow, that's low.
All right, let me go through this top 10 before we hit the break.
Hit you in the head.
Virginia Tech 1, Colorado 2, South Carolina 3, which I don't even know what they do. Clemson 4, awesome run out, Howard Rock. 5, Tennessee. 6, Miami. 7,
Tennessee.
Auburn.
They run out to Rocky Top.
And you have 100,000 people singing Rocky Top.
Florida State 8. Osceola.
I don't have a problem with the arrow. I'm okay Flaming with Florida State. Yeah. They're worthy of being here.
And then Texas Tech 9.
Invalid list. You brought an invalid list to list day.
Baylor 11. Joke.
The band is kind of cool.
Well, they do the stupid kids running on the field.
Yeah, that's the band. That's kind of cool. Not as cool as a Masked Rider.
OU 17, A&M 18, LSU 20, Army 21, Arizona State 22, Notre Dame 27, Arkansas 29, Oklahoma State 30, K-State 31, Iowa State 41, Texas 48. Top entrances in college football. From Big Game Boomer, who's Mr. List. We got hour number three coming up.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
From the First United Bank 100.7 The Score studios, a Dos Jefes edition, now joined by the one, the only, Zachary David Sparkman. What's up, Shark Spark?
Not much, just another day, you know. Tuesday
has no feel.
Yeah.
Friday has a feel.
Mm-hmm.
Monday definitely has a feel.
Tuesday has tacos.
Yeah.
Tuesday doesn't need feels. Because even if you're broken, we just make taco salad. Tuesday has tacos.
They also have long lines at all the taco places. So
you know what? There's hamburger at the grocery store with seasoning. I can make them at home. Then I don't got to wait, and it's only the toppings I want. I'm just saying. You got tacos.
I eat my tacos like Jamie Lent eats his hamburgers. I also eat my hamburgers like Jamie Lent eats his hamburgers. And I eat my pizza like Jamie Lent eats his pizza.
And we wonder why you've worked here for so long and hasn't been fired because he agrees with the boss on everything. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
What is your take on pickles?
I don't like the big, like, concession stand pickles, but, like, the little baby dills, I could be down with those on occasion.
Nice. I never understand why those, the array of pickles gets put out for Thanksgiving. In the little divider trays, you got your little, sometimes what you're talking about, the baby dills, sweet gherkins, bread and butters, have all those things. And I'm like, why would you waste time or want to fill anything on those? Maybe as a palate cleanser. That's the only thing I can tell. If you wanted to, you know, trade out.
I don't want to get rid of the flavor of Thanksgiving in my mouth.
Exactly.
I want that to come all year round.
Mm.
That's the flavor I'm looking for on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Favorite meal of the year. No doubt. The NFL has stripped the Dolphins of their 2023 first-round draft pick. And 2024 third-round pick for violating the integrity of the game. That's from Adam Schefter.
What? Well,
what did Dolphins, they do? That's what I want to know. What did they do? Dolphins owner Stephen Ross also suspended through October 17th and fined $1.5 million.
Could it be, I guess, the Brian Flores stuff?
So wait a minute. Deshaun Watson, is it the Flores stuff?
Possibly. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. But
Deshaun Watson only has to pay $350,000?
That's what I don't know. Like, how are you not going to, which, you know, all the Watson stuff, how's he not going to get fined at the league? Like, I don't know. I don't want to get into the Watson thing. I think it's just another case of the, even when the NFL, like, tries to branch out and have a third party, you know, whatever, special counsel, you know, whatever, they still get it wrong.
Again, that's from Adam Schefter reporting that just a few moments ago. Juan Soto hitting a robust 246. Going from the Nationals to the Padres as we have trade deadline day. Here we go, a little bit more on it. NFL also, let's see. NFL ruled that the Dolphins had impermissible communications with quarterback Tom Brady in 2019-20 while he was under contract to the New England Patriots. Those communications began as early as August 2019 and continued throughout the 2019 season and postseason. NFL also said the Dolphins had impermissible communications with both Mr. Brady and his agent during and after the 21 season while he was under contract to the Bucs. Those discussions focused on Mr. Brady becoming a limited partner in the Dolphins.
Well, that's why.
Integrity of the game. It's amazing how much surrounds Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you saying that...
Wait. Let me link this to the college game.
Okay.
How much of what I just explained about Tom Brady and the Dolphins is going on right now between coaches at programs and players at other programs?
100%. At every program, on every level, and almost every athlete.
I remember Tadlock saying to you on the baseball show, if someone's in the portal and you haven't heard from them or reached out to them, you're too late.
Was that was in reference to Maui Ahuna?
I don't know if it was, because I think it was just on Red Raider Baseball. I mean, Red Raider Baseball, when y'all were at Rudy's.
Well, I know, but he talked about Maui Ahuna. Well, that might have been during the break. He had some stuff to say during the break.
Peek behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I don't remember any particular, just someone. Okay, I think the question was if he planned on using the portal, and his answer was kind of, well, I mean, there's a lot of conversations and back channels and stuff, and if you're just hearing about them entering the portal that way, they're gone somewhere.
Yeah, it's done. Did he end up going to Vandy?
Tennessee. At least he didn't go to the other UT.
Mm. True story.
Yeah, I mean, think how big Skylar Messenger was for Texas. Another KU transplant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Staley, another transfer.
But that's where we're at. Where was Staley before?
Somewhere small. Like,
oh.
I didn't even reckon. Like, I don't think it was a JUCO. It might have been.
Murphy Staley. He could rake.
Yeah.
What we're getting a $1.5 million fine for is happening all over college athletics. And I think that's where we heard that quote yesterday from an anonymous coach, you know, saying it's getting blanking crazy.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about. With free agency and the ability to get it, again, in direct messages. I'm sure there's a paper trail for tons of this stuff, but who's going to investigate the paper trail? Nobody.
You know why? Because they can't. Somebody else has to do the work, and then the NCAA can use the work that they do to levy whatever they need to levy. And by that point, that player is now in the pros or doing something else, not in college athletics. So nothing ever gets done, which is the way they want it.
Wait, this isn't fair. Sparkman hates Brady.
I can be objective when it comes to Brady.
Yeah, he can.
Part of my hatred of Brady is how unobjective everyone is around him. But that's besides the point. But I was even saying yesterday that Tom Brady allegedly took some air out of some footballs and gets 4 games. Deshaun Watson allegedly sexually assaults 20-something women and gets 2 more. So deflating footballs with a shade of doubt is 2/3 as bad as sexually assaulting a whole bunch of women with reasonable doubt.
Compare Ezekiel Elliott to Deshaun Watson.
Same thing. Ezekiel Elliott, 1 case, possibly before he was in the NFL, with a whole lot of clouds and doubt and questions and surrounding the accuser and the legitimacy of the claims.
Mm-hmm.
6 games. Deshaun Watson... I'm sure that there's, you know, of the 30, I'm sure there's some looking for a paycheck, but I'm sure
Let's just say half work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's still 15.
Mm-hmm.
From the Yates Flooring Center chat line, NFL says integrity, then Anigio Montoya is on there. You keep using that word. I do not think you know what that word means.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
I don't think it means what you think it means. Princess Bride, baby. All right, we're coming back with headlines right after this.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
If you want to see Woodman as Tom Cruise in Top Gun, you can go to Bullfighter's page. It's worth it. It's only got 4 views. You can be one of the first to see.
Oh, that can't be Woodman. Right. I've watched it at least 3 times.
Okay, well.
I don't know.
I wonder if
you
just leave it on. Does it count it? The replays?
Don't know.
Tally, 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 or no? Is it just one? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that.
The Ace Flooring Center chat line is how you get to us, like Patrick did just then a few moments ago. The broken Titanic music when the opposing teams are shooting free throws is still my favorite. LOL. I have sent the Chili Dog song to a bunch of friends. I shouldn't have sent it to my chick friends. I'm in trouble with a couple now. They don't get it. That's from Tyson.
Humor is a funny thing. And I don't just mean that as, you know, humor is funny.
I was going to say there are Captain Obvious.
Right. There are some groups of my friends, and I'm sure we all have this, that I can send something to and they are right along laughing with me. I then send it to others and they've got no clue, and vice versa. But it's also like the ones that get offended by stuff that they have sent me stuff that's far worse are the ones I'm confused about. Those are the ones that I have questions and be like, really? You sent me XYZ and you don't think this is funny? But no. What tickled you this time?
Oh, you. You saying that stuff.
I know, like, sometimes, you know, I'll see something on social media or whatever and, you know, pretty dark. Like, it's like, I don't agree with this, but man, is this just hit me funny.
Yeah.
And I'll share it, you know, with some friends and, you know, we'll laugh along and it's like, you know.
I was thinking about Michael Scott, King of Four Words. You know, that's what I was thinking about.
Like, and then other people, and it's like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? Like, I don't agree with this ideology, but just in a vacuum and made me laugh.
There's also some things that I have to be very careful with who I send it to, because they will take it the serious, like Zach is sparking to, and it's usually one of the two major topics you don't joke about.
Did you say Zach is sparking to?
Zach is speaking to.
I heard sparking to.
Zach Sparkman is speaking to. My apologies as I stumble over my tongue.
Throwing electricity from the fingers, sparking at it.
And it's, you know, the two topics you don't touch, the two third rails that some of them will find it funny and some of them will not. And the one, every now and then I have to add somebody to one of those two lists. Oh, you're one of those? Okay, never mind. You won't find those funny. You don't get those anymore. Even though many, many others do.
This has been the first show probably in 3 weeks that realignment hasn't even come to our conversation.
Well, you could have brought it up.
Well, there's nothing to bring up.
That hasn't stopped us before.
But when we've been talking about it, there's at least been a little bit of smoke. There's at least been a little bit of smoke. And now, as for right now, it's died as a topic on social media. It's died as a topic on sports talk stations. Are you guys seeing the same thing?
Yeah. You'll see, you know, a few things hit out there, but for the most part, yeah, just it appears to be a holding pattern. It's like, if we were to talk about it, it would just be regurgitating old, you know.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that, but I did want to make a point that, hey, it's 11:35 on this Tuesday. We've been on the air since 9 o'clock, and it hasn't even approached being a topic of conversation. And I think that I really do think that's the first time. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Arizona's having their media day right now, by the way. So just thought I'd make mention of that. I really think the Pac-12 is going to have a deal that coddles Oregon and Washington and is a very short-term deal. And they all get together and stay together without any additions for the next 5 years. My whole outlook has changed on this. When you think about the leadership at Arizona State and Arizona and some of the things that we've heard, I mean, Utah clearly doesn't want to come to the Big 12 because they think it's little brother stuff. Because little brother, BYU,
came to the Big 12,
think,
right?
Yeah, may. So do we want to follow the shoes of, again, in quotations, little brother? So we don't have to have a huge breakdown of this, but that's kind of the way that I'm leaning right now, is a deal being struck up that'll hold them together for five more years, unless the Big Ten says, no, we want Oregon and Washington now, and then all hell breaks loose.
I don't think the Big 12 was turning down Oregon and Washington.
Well, I don't think Oregon and Washington
I don't think Oregon and Washington were going to come here without getting a double share. I think that's what got turned down in that conversation. Because the Big 12 has seen, I mean, Oklahoma and Texas weren't getting more money from the conference, but they were getting concessions in their own way with regards to the Longhorn Network and things of that nature that everybody else, yeah, that's fine. We'll let you do that as opposed to joining together. And we've seen that not work as a conference. And I, you know, I've said this several times on the air that it might not be as strong as a conference as it once was with Oklahoma and A&M and Tech and Nebraska and Texas and A&M and Nebraska and that group. But it's the most together that we've ever been as a conference, where you are locking arms and walking together and all pulling the rope the same way, which gets you further when you're not having just one team direct things. You're not just having one entity being in charge. When everybody is pulling the same rope together, it's easier and more stable. Smart. Say what you will about the SEC. They all pull the same rope together.
They do. Yeah, they do.
I think the only non-delusional spin cycle whatever tweet I've seen from, I think it was Stuart Mandel who tweeted this, in months was, he just had a poll, if, you know, you could return college football to how it was, what year would you want it to, like, be set up as? And, you know, you had 2010 pre-Nebraska and Colorado leaving, 2005 pre-Big East initial split, 95 the Big 8 and Big 12. And I think it was pretty overwhelming. Everyone wanted it 2010 set up because I like Miami and the ACC. The Big East, it was odd. I miss the old Big East basketball, but West Virginia and, which, I mean, West Virginia in this setup would have still been in, but when you've got like West Virginia and South Florida and, you know, just bit Miami and Boston, I don't know. They feel like ACC schools, but that's what I wish it would go back at. But it would be interesting to have the old Big Eight and Southwest Conference back, but
I wouldn't go that far back.
Yeah, I prefer the Big 12 to
the
old, yeah.
I didn't have really, I mean, just from afar viewing of the Southwest Conference, but the Big Eight was awesome. I love the Big Eight, but I wouldn't want to go back to the Big Eight. Not with the relationships we got built and the and what the schools bring here to this new and getting newer Big 12. We got one more coming up here. Your last chance. We're going to ask the bench warmers. You got questions for us? Do it through the Yates Flooring Center chat line or the Benchmark hotline, 806-771-0973. One more on the score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.